While there are those who love to quote the Bible to justify whatever position they hold or action they've taken, I'm not one of them. Simply because the ancients said something thousands of years ago, even things with which I may agree, such as taking care of the poor or the homeless, doesn't prove the point, doesn't serve as the final say or the ultimate source of moral authority. But what I find particularly annoying about Bible quoting is when folks cite the Bible as proof of their position, and yet upon closer examination, the proof just isn't there. As an example, there are those who claim that according to the Bible, marriage is between one man and one woman, and they say, just look at Adam and Eve. But they seem to forget Abraham, the mythic founder of Judaism, who had a wife and a concubine, or Jacob, two wives, two concubines, or King David, more than a dozen wives, or Solomon, 700 wives, 300 concubines. These were upstanding men of the Bible, and they didn't seem to get the memo. One man, one woman. Now, I don't care if folks want to argue against polygamy. Just don't use the Bible as proof that it's wrong. It was the same when those who claimed to speak in the name of biblical morality blasted President Bill Clinton for his inappropriate relationship with Monica Lewinsky. Using the biblical position against adultery, they sought to prove Clinton's actions were wrong. Well, frankly, no one needed to cite the Bible to prove that a middle-aged married man shouldn't be having a relationship with a much younger intern. The fact is, though, citing the Bible was the wrong move, for the Bible doesn't say it's wrong for a married man to have extramarital sex. It's only a married woman who is forbidden to have sex outside her marriage. So I have to say, I found it rather odd when Governor Sanford of hiking the Appalachian Trail fame quoted the Bible to his cabinet as part of his apology. There he said he'd been doing a lot of soul-searching, and he found interesting, quote, the story of King David and the way in which he fell mightily. He fell in very, very significant ways, said the governor, but then picked up the pieces and built from there. I suppose the governor was suggesting that if King David could have extramarital sex and still remain king, that he as governor could remain in office, for there's biblical precedent. And as so many people are fond of pointing out, if it's in the Bible, it must be okay. And while the governor didn't quote the Bible at the press conference at which he confessed his affair, he did refer to God and God's law saying, quote, there are moral absolutes and that God's law is indeed there to protect you from himself. And there are consequences if you breach that, unquote. On second thought, I think the governor understands the Bible a lot better than I'm giving him credit for. He cites King David as justification to stay in office. He talks about God's law, knowing that the Bible, God's word, allows men to have extramarital sex. Maybe he was using the Bible to justify his actions. Next time the governor decides to visit his mistress, rather than saying he's going hiking on the Appalachian Trail, he might just quote the Bible once again, saying he's going wandering in the desert. I'm Robert Barr, rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and thanks for listening.